Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Taglamig ngayon sa Australia at ilang bahagi ng bansa ay nakakaranas ng malamig na panahon gaya sa Melbourne. At sa isang Italian restaurant sa Carlton, naghahain ang may-ari na si Angelo Mercuri ng mainit na pagkain sa mga customer. Pero anya, kaakibat nito ang iniinda niyang problema sa pagtaas ng presyo ng kuryente.
Especially towards the beginning of this year, we noticed sort of a steep increase in our prices. That sort of made us sort of wake up and realize, well, hang on, we need to have a look at this. So we shopped around a bit and tried to get the best deal possible. I mean, we're a busy restaurant, quite a large premises, so we do use quite a lot of energy. We're open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. till 11 p.m. So it's a lot of hours that we're operating.
Sa ngayon, ang mga estudyante anyang malaking customer ng kanyang restaurant. Pero dati anya, pamilya ang madalas na kumakain dito.
We definitely do sort of notice when cost of living does go up, it tends to be like those families. They sort of drop off first in terms of our customer base. I think they sort of feel it. They get hit a bit harder, you know, the a little bit less money in the account to sort of go out for dinners and that type of thing.
Isang bagong datos ang tila nagkukumpirma sa pinagdadaan ng gastos ng mga pamilya sa Australia dahil sa cost of living. Sa aspeto ng presyo ng kuryente, lumabas na mas mataas ang wholesale prices sa halos lahat ng parte ng national energy market kumpara sa nakaraang quarter. Tumaas ng 78% sa South Australia, 86% naman sa New South Wales, habang ang Tasmania ay pumalo sa 97% at 99% sa Victoria. Tanging Queensland lang ang nakaranas ng pagbaba ng 21% dahil na din sa mas kaunting outages ng power generators at mas maayos na klima. Ipinaliwanag ito ni Jared Ball ng Australian Energy Regulator.
It's really about what's happening in the market and the tight conditions that we are seeing, particularly on the supply side. So we've seen outages in networks, also aging coal plant that has had unexpected outages. We've also seen at this time of year, as we would expect, lower kind of solar and wind generation. And then what happens is that you've got to have higher priced generation that comes in to fill that gap from coal, gas power generation, and also hydro as well.
Naglabas din ang ulat ang Australian Energy Market Operator kung saan lumabas ang demand sa June quarter. Ayon sa gobyerno, mas mababa pa din ang presyo ng kuryente kumpara sa nakaraang administrasyon ng koalisyon. Dagdag pa sa pahayag na kung mas mapapabilis na maipasok sa sistema ang renewable energy, mas lalong makakatulong ito sa mga bill ng kuryente at reliability. Binatikos naman ang oposisyon ng energy policy ng gobyerno, lalo't may ibang diskarde ang Liberal Party leader na si Peter Dutton.
Our analysis is that we can have nuclear into the system 2035 to 2037 in the first two sites, and then we continue to roll it out from there. So just to be clear, when people talk about the phase-in period for nuclear power, you've then got to ask the government, well, what's the phase-in period for your baseload power? So our argument is that if you've got 90% of baseload power, predominantly coal, going out of the system over the next decade, what replaces it?
Wala pang presyo na inilalabas ang coalition kung magkano aabuti ng gasto sa nasabing plano. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Tyson QC at Gabriel Catanasio para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, DJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.